Hi, I'm Kristen.
And I'm her little brother, William.
We're from the podcast Guide to the Unknown, where we only talk about scary stuff and have a good time doing it.
Come join the scary fun, everyone.
Wherever you get your podcasts, you'll find Guide to the Unknown.
Greetings, constant listeners. It's Jen to the Rage Adams. What you're about to hear is a clip from our exclusive Patreon episode in which the losers discuss the roots of Stephen King by revisiting his earliest works, Jonathan and the Witches, The Aftermath, and I Was a Teenage Grave Robber. It's the beginning of our new archival series that's exclusive to Patreon. And to help kick it off, the episode also includes an interview with writer and noted King scholar Bev Vincent. How do you hear the full thing? Become a librarian over at our Patreon. You can find a link in the description of this episode, or you can visit www.patreon.com/thebarons. Hope to see you there over long days and pleasant nights.
So how familiar have you been with the stuff that we're talking about today, which is Jonathan and the Witches, which he wrote when he was, I believe, 9. The Aftermath, which was kind of his first quote-unquote novel. It ran about 50,000 words, and he wrote that when he was 16. And then I Was a Teenage Grave Robber, which I... What was the other title for it, Mike? Do you remember? It was like the...
In a Half a World of Terror.
Yep. In a Half a World of Terror, yeah. So how familiar with these stories were you? You know, like, when did you first encounter those?
Well, Jonathan and the Witches is the only one of these that people will actually be able to get their hands on if they're diligent. Yeah. Because it was published in a book called First Words. Yeah. About 20 years ago. I've had a copy of that one for quite a while. I actually included a couple of chapters of I Was a Teenage Grave Robber reproduced in the Stephen King Illustrated Companion.
Mm, yeah.
Chapters 5 and 6 are in there, and I've had a copy of the story. So, yeah, I'm reasonably familiar with that. The Aftermath, I knew what it was about, and Rocky Wood has a fairly extensive dissection of the chapter-by-chapter story in one of his books. So mm-hmm. I've read up on that, but I'm less familiar with that one than just about any of the others.
Yeah, it's wild because Aftermath requires, it requires a handwritten note, I guess, from King to be able to unlock it in the box that's in the University of Maine. So
and they're not there anymore because they're converting his house, you know, the famous Broadway house in Bangor, into his archives.
Oh, yeah.
And so that hasn't happened yet, but the archives at the University of Maine are closed.
Oh,
so all of that content has been moved, presumably, to the new site, but they're not open yet to the public, and certainly COVID probably slowed down that process. It's going to be a combination of archives and a writer's retreat.
Yeah.
So people are going to be able to, you know, check in there for a couple of weeks and haunt the hallways and be
inside.
That's kind of funny that that's happening, you know, sort of in conjunction with this Lacey story adaptation, because that's all about the unpublished work and everything. Yeah,
like in the very final episode, spoiler alert, the Fogler Library does get a nod, which is the name of the library where his archives originally were.
Oh, that's fun.
That's so cool. That's so cool. Well, yeah, I mean, what's crazy about The Aftermath is just how ambitious it is. You know, I mean, based on the summation, he really was obsessed with making an epic that early on, even, you know, I mean.
And there's lots of touchstones of other things that you'll see in his work. So there's this, you know, sort of military complex entity, what's called the Sun Corps.
Yeah.
Which you can say, well, that's like the shop in, you know, different clothing. I was very amused to find out that the name of the supercomputer is Drac.
Yeah.
You know, and obviously he's a child of the A-bomb era, and you know he's written about you know when the first Russian satellite went up and what a profound effect that had on him. So you know he's talking post-nuclear war type stories, which you know he does. He will do again in the future. Young characters, I mean, the main characters, about 19 in the meat of the action. It seems to be a fairly ambitious piece of work. You know, and when you consider this is written only like a year or two before he wrote Rage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, Rage was ultimately published. So, you know, the transition from this thing, which will probably never see the light of day, to something which he ultimately thought was publishable.
Yeah.
Initially under a pen name, but
I do find it entertaining also that
Murder in America is a true crime podcast that covers stories from all 50 states, including stories of mass shootings, serial killers, and lesser-known murders. Do you find yourself doing more research after listening to a true crime show? Well, Courtney and I used to do the same thing, and that's why we created Murder in America. Our podcast dives deep into each case. Our storytelling will make you feel like you're right there within the case with us, watching it all play out, and we do not shy away from the graphic details. If you're a fan of true crime, then listen to Murder in America on Spotify now.
Every town has its dark history. Hometown Ghost Stories is a paranormal podcast that goes town to town all across the globe, exploring the world's most haunted places, tapping into the dusty archives and the darkest corners to bring you the most terrifying stories of real people and their harrowing experiences. Hometown Ghost Stories dives into the history of haunted locations and investigates why and how these places earned their terrifying reputation. Rob, Dave, and Jesse go live every Tuesday night after an uninterrupted documentary-style breakdown on the case, followed by an open discussion with live viewers. Subscribe today to listen to Hometown Ghost Stories on your preferred podcast platform or watch the video version on YouTube and now Spotify. Head on over to the Bloody FM Podcast Network and check out Hometown Ghost Stories, if you're brave enough.